From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And it is 87 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It is our top local stories this half hour. And we begin with breaking news this hour. Reno's police chief has been fired. Coming up, we'll take you live to a news conference where city officials are telling us what's next for the embattled police department. We also have more breaking news. All Lyon County schools are on lockdown after a bomb and weapons threat made against them. Several of them, as a matter of fact, directly ahead. What the latest from the sheriff's office there is saying. We've just got an update and new details into a deadly crash in Fernley on the way. What the NHP is saying happened. And again, it is our top local story. And it is breaking news. Reno Police Chief Catherine Nance fired out of a job this hour.
Today, I'd like to announce that I have appointed Corey Solferino as Reno's next chief of police. As part of this transition, the department's former chief and two assistant chiefs are no longer employed with the city of Reno. I would like to thank these three individuals for their service, and I wish them well.
They were fired without cause, says Reno City Manager Jackie Bryant just moments ago. Nance and the others that you just heard about were already under investigation.
So these three individuals are at-will employees. The termination was without cause, and that is certainly my right as the city manager to do that. The first part of your question is, what if I run the risk that the investigation exonerates them? At this point in time, the leadership needed to change. And so it is, they were terminated.
In addition to Chief Nance, Assistant Chiefs Oliver Miller and Anthony Elges were also sacked this morning. They were also part of that investigation that is still ongoing. Now, it's important to note that City Manager Bryant did say that since they're no longer city employees, they'd have no obligation to take part in any interviews that may be asked of them. So they are essentially free and clear from this investigation if they so want to be. Meantime, Acting Chief Solferino, he's calling for a healing in the department.
Trust is not restored by a press conference here today. It's restored through consistent action, accountability, communication, and follow through. We'll be more present in our neighborhoods.
And Solferino says, barring anything unforeseen, he will be named permanent chief at next week's city council meeting. We'll keep on top of the story more throughout the hour as this continues to unfold. And more breaking news this hour. Lyon County investigating a bomb threat made against all schools in that district. The sheriff's office there just moments ago says they right now don't believe there is any active danger, but they're taking the situation very seriously. Here's what happened. We've just learned this. At around 9:15 this morning, Silver Stage High School got a call from one individual saying AR-15s and bombs would be at the school within 15 minutes. About 5 minutes after that, another call was made to Dayton High School. Following that, another call was made to Lyon County Dispatch, both with threats similar to that first call. Deputies, full armed response at all schools in Lyon County at this time. They are on lockout. As soon as we learn more about that, we will pass that right along to you. It is a very busy Tuesday afternoon, and we're keeping on top of just about everything. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Well, good afternoon to you. Good to be back. And got some big news to follow in this hour. We'll do that, along with tickets to Jimmy Fallon, which will come up a little bit later between 1 and 3 with the Guy Benson Show. It was more than a food fight at a food fest. We'll tell you about that. Also, a big decision on the development at Palisades Tahoe Candidates Forum. There are a couple of them. One tonight in Carson City, one tomorrow night in Douglas County. We'll tell you about those. It is the new news. You can join the conversation. Follow us on X at 991 FM Talk. It's 1210. Back to you, Greg.
All right, and we continue to follow the firing of Reno Police Chief Catherine Nance. We learned of this at a press conference just about an hour or so ago, and the appointment of Corey Solferino. He was a top official with the Washoe County Sheriff's Deputy before he was named acting chief. He will be her official replacement. Solferino at a news conference just moments ago.
I know we have work to do.
And soon likely to be permanent chief, Corey Solferino says he is ready, thanks in part to his time at the Washoe County Sheriff's Office.
I learned a great deal from Sheriff Darren Balaam about leading during times of crisis. Following the summer of unrest, the COVID-19 pandemic, and significant law enforcement events across our nation, one thing became evidently clear. Police legitimacy is fragile. Let me say that again. Police legitimacy is fragile.
A somber news conference that you just heard right here on FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3. Now, in addition to Chief Nance getting sacked, Assistant Chiefs Oliver Miller and Anthony Elges were also fired this morning. Now, you might ask yourself, what is going on? So about 9 months ago, there was some sort of complaint against Chief Nance and the other two officers, the other two commanders that we just mentioned there. It turned into a criminal complaint. Chief Nance, you might remember, was placed on administrative leave pending the investigation, as were Assistant Chiefs Miller and Elges. And that investigation has wound its way through the department over the past 9 months. And what we've learned so far, again, is that the city manager, Jackie Bryant, she has now called for change within the department. She said leadership needed to change regardless of the outcome of the investigation. So we're going to keep on top of this much more ahead on the KKFT News at Noon. Well, more news this hour. You might remember a deadly crash in Fernley along I-80. Now, this happened early on Saturday morning, where it is that there was a wrong way driver who slammed into a sedan that was going the right way. NHP Sergeant Chris Brown said that the situation was pretty gruesome.
The preliminary investigation indicates that a pickup was traveling westbound on I-80 in the eastbound number one travel lane. Wrong way.
And intoxication does appear to be likely, as do the consequences.
A child rear passenger of the sedan was transported to a local area hospital with life-threatening injuries. The front right passenger of the sedan, an adult female, was declared deceased on scene by medical personnel.
And again, intoxication is a likely factor. FM News Talk time, it is 12:13 on this Tuesday.
And at a public hearing in Kings Beach earlier today, the Placer County Board of Supervisors took up and possibly resolved the biggest development issue in the Tahoe Sierra. Altera Mountain Company was seeking approval for a scaled-back proposal for its Palisades Tahoe Resort. The revised project is the result of what's being called a historic collaborative agreement reached with Keep Tahoe Blue and Sierra Watch. Today's meeting could have ended 15 years of fighting over the future of Olympic Valley, and we'll have details as soon as they are released. The Sierra Nevada Forums, in partnership with the AAUW Capital Branch and League of Women Voters of Northern Nevada, hosting What Are Your Voting Rights? This evening at the Brewery Arts Center Performance Hall. That's at 511 West King Street in Carson City. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. and the program starts at 6 p.m. Panelists include Cisco Aguilar and the Deputy Secretary of State, Carson City Clerk Recorder Scott Hohen, and they will cover the latest election changes and procedures. Primary day coming up. Is it less than a month away? June 9th. The first quarter of 2026 produced the most visitor-related tax revenue ever for the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority, 14% higher than last year. The RSCVA says all line items, visitor counts, occupancy rates, average room rates, and higher mild weather, that meant I-80 was open more than usual, and strong convention business being cited. Is I-80 open right now without any accidents? At 12:15, let's check on traffic right now with Phil.
Traffic! I-80 is open right now without accidents here in Nevada. Over in California, just as you cross the state line, it's a different story. There's a non-injury collision working at Mystic about a mile after the state line. In Carson City, there's some debris on the road on Highway 50 at Carson, mile marker 5. It's on the eastbound side. And we have a non-injury collision working southbound 580 at Airport as you make your way towards the airport. It is 84 degrees in Sparks, 83 in Carson City and Wellington, 71 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Another warm one. We've had two consecutive days with record high temperatures. Could have a third this afternoon. We'll be at 89. That is the record in Reno. Tomorrow easing a bit and much milder, about 20 degrees cooler by the weekend. Cool Breeze knows when your AC isn't working, that's a real emergency. That's why Cool Breeze provides 24/7 emergency service. They're here to make sure you stay comfortable. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Coming up at the top of the hour, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Tired of buying a washing machine every few years because your current one is broken or stinks? Sean here from Sargent's Appliance Center. Sargent sells top-rated, long-lasting Speed Queen machines with an expected life of 15 to 25 years. Sargent's Appliance Center will provide a washing machine that will have you wanting to do your laundry. Don't take advice from somebody that could be moved to the paint department next week. Quality products from a company that services what they sell. Buy right the first time. Search Sargent's Appliance in Sparks.
Crime doesn't care about party lines. It impacts everyone. Northern Nevada is seeing rising crime. Families and businesses deserve to feel safe again. I'm George Forbush, retired Sparks police officer, running for Congress to support our local police with funding, training, and resources needed to protect our communities. It's time for real solutions, stronger communities, and safer neighborhoods. Learn more at ForbushForCongress.com. I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message.
Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
Our veterans have sacrificed for our freedom. From World War II to Afghanistan, they have served in silence, often facing wounds unseen. But many live with severe dental infections that cause extreme pain. These infections can reach vital organs that cause life-threatening medical emergencies, and sometimes even death. The truth is, most do not qualify for VA dental care due to stringent criteria. That's where the Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program steps in, supported by 160 dedicated dentists providing free, pro bono dental care to impoverished veterans in Nevada. While these professionals volunteer their time, supplies and prosthetics come at a high cost. Your donation can make a life-saving difference. For every dollar you give, we deliver $8 of critical, life-changing dental care. Please visit AdoptAVetDental.org and help us honor their service because they deserve better. Together, we can give back to those who have given all. Call 470-8707 for more information. Please donate now.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Primary election ballots are going out in the mail this week. I'm John Potter for the noon news. Early voting begins on the 23rd. That's the Saturday after next, ending on June 5th, and the primary election day is June 9th. It's recommended you check your voter status and check your party affiliation. Some folks are registered nonpartisan without their knowing. You can check online with the Secretary of State website. And if you're mailing in the ballot, state election authorities recommend you send it at least 1 week before primary day to make sure it gets counted due to policy changes at the U.S. Postal Service. Better yet, you can drop off your mail-in ballot off at early voting polling locations. In the last primary, about 60% of the votes were from mail ballots. I'm John Potter for the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And we've got 87 degrees right here at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk time. It is 12:20, and if you are just checking in, start this hour, as we have all hour long, with breaking news that we are following right now. Reno's police chief has been fired, as have two assistant chiefs, all terminated from RPD without cause.
The leadership needed to change.
Reno City Manager Jackie Bryant, Acting Chief Corey Solferino will likely be named permanent chief next week at one Reno City Council meeting. Coming up in the hour, we'll have more from a news conference that was held in the past hour. A lot of stories breaking here. Threats of AR-15s and bombs against all Lyon County schools. Those threats made by phone this morning at several locations. All Lyon County schools are on lockdown. The sheriff's office are on scene. They are armed into the teeth. And number three, intoxication is a likely factor in a deadly crash on I-80 in Fernley on Saturday. It involved a wrong-way driver. Well, it is our top national story. Passengers from a cruise ship at the center of a hantavirus outbreak are medically isolating at facilities in Nebraska and Georgia.
We are learning that the number of hantavirus cases has increased to as many as 9, but because the incubation period can be up to 8 weeks, according to doctors, the director general of the World Health Organization says they fully expect to see that number increase even more, although he did reassure that there are steps being taken to try to contain this virus. Here at home, 18 passengers have returned to the U.S., one tested positive, one showing symptoms in Georgia, and 16 passengers are currently isolating in Nebraska. They're among the more than 100 people who were on board the recently evacuated MV Hondius ship. And while the hantavirus typically spreads from rodents, this strain is believed to have passed from human to human aboard the ship.
And that's Fox's Alex Hogan. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:22.
Well, it's not just happening elsewhere in other states, and hopefully doesn't migrate north. Some news from Southern Nevada. What happened at the Great American Foodie Fest this past weekend in Vegas should be a warning to those of us here in Northern Nevada. Fights started breaking out at about 8 p.m., and for the first time in 14 years, organizers had to shut down the whole thing early. Organizers pulled the plug around 9:20 p.m., nearly 2 hours before closing time. It was called a, quote, juvenile disturbance, end quote. Nobody was stabbed or shot, despite the rumors online. If juveniles are committing assaults, starting riots, organizing disturbances, or intimidating families in public spaces, and there are no consequences, which it seems there never are, they will continue to make it the new normal. Well, in our perennial daily poll, that doesn't make sense. It was a daily poll. Now it's the perennial poll in the second congressional district race. The top five, this is non-scientific, and with all less than 1% not being disclosed, the top five, Fred Simon with almost 3,000 votes at 48.72, George Forbush in second place right now with just about 40%, over 2,000 votes. Jesse Watts, number three. James Settlemyer, number four, with only 1.31% of the vote. And David Flippo with 1.13% of the vote. And poll hasn't changed, but local sports, yeah, it's changing. We're transitioning from all baseball and softball to track and field in local sports. Craig Swope has that for you in just a few. Right now, Phil has local traffic for you. Phil?
Traffic! We're not looking too bad on the roadways right now. There is a non-injury collision. Southbound 580 at the airport exit. It's not on the freeway itself, and it's not really slowing things down. Just use extra caution as you pass by that area. There is a lot of road work in California, not too far across the state line from Interstate 80. And on this side of 80, remember, it's pretty much construction all the way from the state line to the Spaghetti Bowl. Expect delays. It's 83 degrees in Reno, 85 in Dayton, 84 in Smith Valley, 68 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
This should be the last of our three-day run of record-high temperatures. We are going to be right at that 89-degree mark this afternoon, which is the record for May the 12th. Join the Cool Club at Cool Breeze. It's the planned maintenance program where you get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing your AC ready for summer. Give them a call. Cool Breeze, your local experts. At 3 today, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
We've had the results from regional tourneys for a few days now, but the backdrop to 3A softball and 5A baseball involved teams being removed from competition for rules violations. The NIAA, Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association, determined that Churchill County softball used ineligible players and was removed from 3A play, and in the South, Basic and Coronado were pulled from 5A baseball for rules violations. Should be great weather for baseball this week. The Aces host Las Vegas tonight in the opener of this week's series. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
87 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. And more breaking news for you this Tuesday. We have learned that a Washoe County Elementary School was placed on secure campus after a dead body was found on the school's property. This is happening right now. Lois Allen Elementary School, Washoe County Sheriff's Office, and the Washoe County School Police responded to the school around 9:20 this morning. When they arrived, they found a dead body at the scene. Right now, Washoe County Sheriff is investigating. That also adds to our list of breaking news tally here. As you know, Reno Police Chief Catherine Nance has been fired and a secure campus lockdown at all Lyon County schools due to a bomb threats. Meantime, the second largest home insurer in California is planning to raise rates this fall.
Farmers Insurance Group is planning to raise overall policy rates for homeowners by an average of 1.5%. State regulators approved the rate hike on Monday. It will impact nearly 915,000 homeowners at their next renewal date following September 15th. Individual customers could see their rates increase by much more than 1.5%. Others could see their premiums decrease. It depends. Farmers covers about 11% of all insured homes in California, which is the second most behind State Farm. I'm Daniel Martindale.
California preschools are closing at a rapid rate, which could raise costs for families with young children. Fewer students are in California public schools overall, but more are joining transitional kindergarten. The increase has caused many community preschools to close because they can't compete with free transitional kindergarten. Since 2019, about 1,100 preschools have closed in California, which is nearly 10% of all centers. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Zossier. Secretary for Pete Hegseth testifying before Senate Appropriations Subcommittee today about a $1.5 trillion defense budget request, and it comes as Iran continues to block ship traffic from moving through the Strait of Hormuz.
There are options for that, should we go in that direction. There's a multitude of different directions
if should the president seek to go that way, that we're prepared to operate on.
Iran says it has closed the strait because the U.S. continues to blockade its ports. President Trump will have Iran high on the agenda as he heads to Beijing to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. U.S. Ambassador to China David Perdue tells Fox News Channel he hopes China can come to the table and help the United States in dealing with Iran.
We've opened the door for China to help us with Iran. They get 45-48% of their oil through the Straits of Hormuz.
It's affecting gas prices in the U.S. AAA says a gallon of regular on average $4.50 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, News Talk Time, 12:31, as we continue right along. And again, we are following breaking news this hour from Reno City Hall, where word is that Reno Police Chief Catherine Nance has been fired. This word coming down at a news conference just about an hour or so ago.
Today, I'd like to announce that I have appointed Corey Solferino as Reno's next chief of police. As part of this transition, the department's former chief and two assistant chiefs are no longer employed with the city of Reno. I would like to thank these three individuals for their service, and I wish them well.
And that's Chief Nance again, Assistant Chiefs Oliver Miller and Anthony Elges. They were sacked. Reno City Manager Jackie Bryant, you just heard her there. The three that you mentioned, along with two others, were already under investigation. Lots to cover here.
So these three individuals are at-will employees. The termination was without cause, and that is certainly my right as the city manager to do that. The first part of your question is, what if I run the risk that the investigation exonerates them? At this point in time, the leadership needed to change. And so it is, they were terminated.
Acting Chief Solferino, formerly of the Washoe County Sheriff's Office, is calling for healing now.
Trust is not restored by a press conference here today. It's restored through consistent action, accountability, communication, and follow through. We'll be more present in our neighborhoods.
And barring anything unforeseen, Solferino will be named permanent chief at next week's Reno City Council meeting.
I learned a great deal from Sheriff Darren Balaam about leading during times of crisis. Following the summer of unrest, the COVID-19 pandemic, and significant law enforcement events across our nation, one thing became evidently clear. Police legitimacy is fragile. Let me say that again. Police legitimacy is fragile.
And we have not heard from now former Chief Catherine Nance. We will let you know if that does indeed happen. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:33.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable. And we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
This is Mark from Master Service Plumbing, family owned and operated for 39 years. At Master Service Plumbing, our son Josh answers the phones, I run the crews, and Gabby, the whole thing from coming unraveled. We pride ourselves on our quality craftsmanship and guarantee our workmanship 100%. From our family to yours, thank you for choosing Master Service Plumbing. Call 851-1444. That's 851-1444.
Another warm afternoon, close to 90, but shy of 90 most places. Tomorrow will be closer to 80 than 90, and by the end of the week, into Saturday and Sunday, closer to 70 than 80. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point super tune-up special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Today, the Washoe County School District moves ahead with choosing their new superintendent. I'm John Potter for the New News. At their meeting, which started at 12, it's going on now, they are interviewing Deputy Superintendent Tiffany McMaster for the job. They may appoint her interim super as early as this week, depending on how her state review and contract negotiations go. McMaster is the favorite for the job. She's the only candidate being considered. Current Superintendent Joe Ernst announced his retirement effective in July, last March, leaving the post after just 2 years. Trustees decided to skip doing an open search for his replacement last month. There's other business today at the board meeting. They'll also be authorizing several new construction and teaching contracts today. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your New News Business Update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are lower in afternoon trading, with some of the hottest chip stocks over the past month tumbling as the tech trade pulls back from record levels following CPI data that showed that April inflation soared to 3.8% on an annual basis, driven by a surge in gas prices. The hot CPI reading supports higher for longer interest rates. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is losing steam as the AI-fueled trade is cooling, with the Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks mostly lower, led by Tesla and Amazon. And as expected, eBay's board has rejected GameStop's $56 billion takeover proposal. Among its reasons, it questions financing for the deal. Shares of Wendy's are surging 16% following a Financial Times report that Nelson Peltz's activist firm Trian Fund Management is looking for investor backing for a bid to take Wendy's private. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:37. Good afternoon to you. It is a very busy Tuesday right here from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, and it is time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma with Keystone CPAs joins us live in studio, as he always does every day at 12:35 or thereabouts. Mike, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Greg.
You know, I knew you were watching with some interest as we were going through some of this breaking news that happened right at the top of the hour with former now police chief Catherine Nance essentially being fired. And, you know, I guess that was a move that a lot of people were taken aback by and surprised, because essentially everybody broke in and took this news conference live as it was happening.
Well, yeah, I think it's, you know, when somebody's put on administrative leave, you know, there's something afoot politically. Mm-hmm. And whether or not that, you know, it remains to be seen, you know, exactly what happened. Maybe it never will, because they've been dismissed without cause. I think from a city of Reno perspective, it's interesting. I just checked my social media feed. I'm not seeing really much, if anything, from Devin Reese. Now, Devin Reese, a candidate for Reno mayor, and has ties to negotiate or really representing police unions. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was, I believe, fact check me on this, Greg, but I believe was a subject of an ethics investigation, because a firm that he either was a partner or worked with, Hutchison Steffen, mm-hmm. That does a lot of that union work, then he, I think, went off on his own. Still, according to his website, still very involved with the union. So that puts Devin in a sticky wicket to have an opinion on this thing. Now, many of the listeners may or may not know that, you know, the city manager is the one that hires and fires the police chief.
Right.
But it's the city council that hires and fires the city manager.
True.
So, you know, there is definitely more than a dotted line relationship there. And I think Devin it'll be interesting to see how that one percolates, to see if he steps forward. Because, you know, up until now, he's been very in the front of social media talking about policy and things like that. I think he's betwixt and between on this one. He's going to his finger caught the cookie jar if he gets too active.
You know, it's interesting, because coming up next week, Reno City Council will put their final rubber stamp approval on this whole situation. They have to approve Corey Solferino becoming the permanent chief. What you're saying here is it would be a very good idea if Mr. Reese, for all appearances, shall we say, disqualified?
Right. Abstains.
Recused.
Like, hey, I'm too close to this thing. I don't know. I don't know if he's doing any direct. In the past, he definitely had his, you know, I had worked with that. I believe that's a big part of what his professional career has been up to this point. And just how involved he is or not, or how vocal he is or not, It's going to be something that's going to be interesting. You're going to want to pay attention and see how that percolates.
And it is funny to see here because, quite frankly, I mean, this is interesting. Devin Reese is running for mayor. We all know this, of course, and I have not heard him talk about this at all. And this has been going on for 9 months.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of the sin of omission, right?
Just a little bit.
About everything else, but I'm, you know, right.
So, again, that's going to be on May 20th, and we will see what happens there. You know, I want to get your take on this real quick. Consumer prices jumped higher than expected in April. The Consumer Price Index released today by the Labor Department shows the annual inflation rate is at 3.8%. That's up from 3.3% in March. Is the war here? Is this? Can you blame it on the war? What do you blame this on?
Well, you know, right now it's a stalemate with the Strait of Hormuz and oil not flowing. And then, you know, it's interesting, Greg. One of the things that I've decided to do is be positive. So I went and I looked at the stock market symbol for Chevron. Chevron is crushing it right now as a stock. So maybe if, you know, you're losing it at the pump, hopefully you're making it in your 401k if you invested in the market broadly, including Chevron. Of course, not advocating for any particular stock, but you know, you got to get ahead of those things. So, but yeah, I think those are things. The inflation is directly tied to the gas prices. That's what's driving that indicator. Now, the good news is, you know, it's only 3.8%. Now, I know that's, you know, 3% is what I use as the litmus test. It gets over 3%, we're going to start feeling some pressure. Yeah. But gas alone, so far, we have not seen the ancillary increases in other things, fertilizer, other things that uses the petroleum products. So I think, you know, it's still a wait and see mentality, but I don't know that this can hold on for long.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the effects of inflation, especially on jet fuel. I mean, United, they'll be fine. Delta, American, they'll be just fine. At least
Spirit, not so much.
Well, Spirit's already, God bless them, you know, up to the
rest
the
in
great,
peace.
Yes,
rest
in heaven. Frontier, the next shoe to drop, do you think?
You know, it's hard to know, and I really don't want to prognosticate on that one, Greg, because, you know, people, you know, the death knell when Spirit was going down literally in flames, people, you know, start giving all these fare discounts, knowing that you may never be able to cash in the ticket. Don't want to do that for anybody, including Frontier. But I wouldn't necessarily agree with you that United, Southwest, and American get a free pass on this one.
Okay.
Now, the way that the airlines do this, and this is important to understand, because they bought this gas that they're burning right now a year ago. But what that means is the futures contracts that they're entering in today for 6 months from now are going to have this elevated. So we haven't really seen it at the ticket counter yet, but we're going to see it, and that's going to dampen our ability to recover from this mess down the road.
So what you're saying is happy Thanksgiving at home.
Right, yeah. don't plan on traveling unless you buy that Tesla.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to get your opinion really quick on something that's fascinated me because of GameStop. GameStop is like one of the last brick-and-mortar retailers that's been able to hold off on the onslaught of online shopping. For whatever reason, their customers love this place. And for whatever reason, their CEO is trying to buy eBay. eBay rejected it today. They said, oh, no, thank you
very
much.
We're good, right?
But why would they do that?
Well, actually, if you think about it, this, in fact, I'd say Herb Simon, right? He's very well known in Northern Nevada. He's the largest owner of malls in this. Did you know that that Simon Properties company, they own all kind of Aristotle, all of these brands that are in the mall. So, you know, if you think, well, I'm going to buy up my upstream competition, I'm a publicly traded company in GameStop, I'm going to give it a shot to buy eBay, but then you control your competition, and then you know, it's just the same thing when Kodak, when they decided years ago they weren't going to invest in digital because that was a fad. Nobody's going to lock into that.
Of course not. Who wants to watch pictures on television?
Silly people. Well, GameStop's basically saying, we're investing in our future. I think it's a wise move, although I think they bit off a little bit more bite that they can chew.
Should be interesting to watch. All right, very good. Mike Bosma, Keystone CPAs, 775-786-4900, 775-786-4900. Mike, it's always a party. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Greg.
All right, 1244 here on the News at Noon.
And as we know, if it's delivered by truck or train with the cost of fuel, it's going to go up at the grocery store soon. It's happened before, and it's happened again. Algae bloom at Lahontan, particularly on the west side of the reservoir. Health officials issuing a harmful algae bloom advisory. Walker Lake has been under similar advisory since October of last year, and Washoe Lake South Shore has dealt with algae bloom with advisories July through October the last couple of years. Tomorrow, the Carson Valley and Tahoe Chambers of Commerce, the Record Courier, and the Nevada Appeal will conduct a debate. that focuses on the candidates appearing on the June primary ballot. As of yesterday, Assembly 39 candidates, Blaine Osborne, Ken Gray, and Brianna Cowan, are confirmed to appear. Both County Commissioner Sharla Hales and Minden Town Board member Mimi Moss are also scheduled to appear. Doors open at 5 p.m., and the debate will begin at 6 p.m. at the Douglas County Community and Senior Center in Gardnerville. You can vote in that perennial daily poll at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. It is 1246. Here's a look at traffic with Phil Galbraith.
Traffic! Not looking too bad on the freeways right now. No collisions to tell you about. Just a whole bunch of road work on northbound 395, starting at about par and going all the way up to Golden Valley. They're doing some widening in that area, and that does slow things down occasionally. Just give yourself a couple extra minutes, and you'll be fine. It's 85 degrees in Sparks, 83 in Minden, 87 in Yerington, 70 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
It's another warm one. We've had two consecutive days with record high temperatures. Could have a third this afternoon. We'll be at 89. That is the record in Reno. Tomorrow easing a bit and much milder, about 20 degrees cooler by the weekend. Cool Breeze knows when your AC isn't working, it's a real emergency. That's why Cool Breeze provides 24/7 emergency service. They're here to make sure you stay comfortable. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Coming up at the top of the hour, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. That's brotherswindows.com.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Appliance Outlet now has mattresses, and not just any mattress. It's an exclusive Serta line, and it's available only through independent retailers, and you won't find these anywhere else. Serta Tranquility Essentials mattresses feature Serta's higher-end comfort at a big discount you're not going to get at any big box or mattress store. Appliances, now mattresses, and service that backs it all up. Appliance Outlet, Carson City. Local, knowledgeable, and priced to win.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
80s on downtown Reno. And we have more breaking news this hour. We just want to let you know we have heard from Lyon County, and they say that all school lockdowns have now been lifted. We just got a statement from the Lyon County School District, so we know exactly what happened here. At about 9:14 this morning, Silver Stage High School got a call from an anonymous individual claiming they had AR-15s and bombs and would be at the school in about 15 minutes. Obviously horrified, Silver Stage High and surrounding schools went into lockout status. Law enforcement was notified. They went there. A similar call was made to Dayton High School. Now, apparently, we are just learning that this is now a swatting incident involving anonymous threats intended to provoke a large emergency response and disrupt educational services. Again, I'm reading from the statement. While these threats are often vague and lack credible details, schools and law enforcement, they don't really have a choice. They have to respond to this sort of thing. Law enforcement and school administration responded. They conducted a thorough investigation. All students and staff are safe. The lockout has been lifted at all Lyon County schools. The threat was determined to be nonspecific. Law enforcement personnel remain present at every school, and they'll continue to do so for the remainder of the day. Safety measures implemented today were planned to protect the safety and security of the students and staff. So again, reality of the situation that we live in, swatting incident. So this was a fake out trying to distract law enforcement and some other people. Bed Bath & Beyond is making a comeback following its 2023 bankruptcy filing. The popular national retailer, which was founded in New Jersey in 1971, is scheduled to return to 98 locations nationwide. It won't be in stand-in sites, but rather in existing container store locations. The Texas-based company CEO says it's begun clearing 30% of its inventory to make way for Bed Bath & Beyond products. The rollout will include 5 Garden State container stores and several New Jersey locations. No word if they'll be sending out those 20% coupons that we all love. FM News Talk Time, 1252.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Hug High School is the host site for the state track and field championships this Friday and Saturday. Galena in 5A, South Tahoe in 3A are the leading teams in the North, both boys and girls. State swimming championships are in Las Vegas this weekend. As in other sports, the top three 5A teams are close. Familiar names, Minogue, Spanish Springs, and Reno. Truckee is the cream of the crop in 3A. Las Vegas in town this week playing the Aces, both teams one game above 500, just behind Sacramento in the PCL West. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Cromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus. Premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Cromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City. An affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
This is Blake Candriva, owner of Nevada Retirement Planners. As a Ramsey Trusted Advisor and proud sponsors of The Ramsey Show, our mission is simple, helping people make their retirement dreams come true. Whether retirement is around the corner or already here, we help you build a plan with clarity and confidence. With offices in Reno and Carson City, trusted guidance is close to home. Call 775-674-2222 or visit nvretirementplanners.com to schedule your complimentary retirement consultation.
Oh no, you need car repair? Oh, 911. Oh, you need a smog check? Oh, 911. Oh, you need an alignment? Oh, 911. That's what you need when your vehicle needs attention. That's 324-0911. For service you can trust, 324-0911 for Greg's Garage. Greg's is right off Interstate 80 between Wells and Virginia.
Count on Greg's Garage for service you can trust.
Top weather. Another warm afternoon, close to 90, but shy of 90 most places. Tomorrow will be closer to 80 than 90, and by the end of the week, into Saturday and Sunday, closer to 70 than 80. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point super tune-up special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
And it's 12:56. Give a listen to this. Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, and Senator Chris Van Hollen, the ranking member of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee, examining the agency's 2027 budget proposal. Things kind of devolved.
These are serious allegations that were made against you. There are allegations in a lawsuit that you filed.
You drinking margaritas with a gangbanger true and on video.
Just goes to show you.
You running a $7,000 bar tab at the lobby bar has been filed by your own office.
This goes to show.
Drink during the day. That's you.
Mr. Chairman,
is the ultimate example of hypocrisy.
Mr. Chairman,
I will not be tarnished by baseless allegations and fraudulent statements from the media.
The fact that you mentioned that indicates you don't know what you are talking about. Now, here, Director.
The only thing I know is you're the one drinking margaritas with felons.
Actually, that's a false statement, and I'm asking you about your statements.
Margarita would sound pretty good right now, though, gotta admit. President Trump is optimistic about his official state visit to China before departing the White House for his long trip. Trump said he expected to have a long talk about Iran with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I think he's been relatively good, to be honest with you. You look at the blockade, no problem. They get a lot of their oil from that area. We've had no problem, and he's been a friend of mine. He's been somebody that we get along with.
China and Iran have a close strategic partnership. FM News Talk Time, 12:58.
Well, you know, Greg, politicians have a way of rewarding criminals and illegal activity and turning legal law-abiding citizens into criminals. Here's a perfect example. Universal background checks for private gun sales in Nevada were officially signed into law February 15, 2019. Governor Steve Sisolak signed Senate Bill 143, which required background checks for most private transfers, something that generations of people have been engaging in for generations. If you sell a gun to a friend or a family member, let's say somebody at the shooting club in Carson City has a shotgun, he wants to sell it to a friend, that's illegal. Thank you, Democrats. And it seems like most Republicans do the same thing. In particular, has Governor Lombardo or any Republican proposed a repeal bill? No. In fact, Governor Lombardo was for universal, air quotes, universal background checks. So I'm happy to see that Ken Gray has said that he would propose a bill to stop the stupidity of giving driving privileges to criminals, illegals. Ken Gray will be at the Douglas County Community Center tomorrow, part of that forum. And tonight in Carson City, what are your voting rights? You can find out. You can go. It is 12:59. Thank you for listening to the new news. Stay right where you are if you want to win a tickets, pair of tickets, rather, to Jimmy Fallon at the Hawkins Amphitheater. That's coming up between 1 and 3 today with Guy Benson on 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.